ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So the chapter is entitled The Glories of Nityananda Balaram. Specifically glorifying Lord Nityananda, and it's very appropriate that we're here because we have the appearance of Lord Nityananda 2 Sundays from now. So appropriate we're at this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here specifically, being mentioned with his thousands of mouths, he sings the glories of Lord Krishna. But although he sings in that way, he does not find an end to the qualities of the Lord. This is anantashesha. With his thousands and thousands of mouths, he's since time immemorial been singing the glories of the Lord. And still there is no end to those glories of the personality of Godhead. And we may wonder, how is that? This is quite amazing. Because, you know, when I'm looking at one verse, I'm thinking, how long can I really speak on this? What to speak of the next few verses, where Anantashesha, since time immemorial, has been speaking and he hasn't stopped. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he would also speak in this way, where he said that there is so much in Krishna Katha, so much in Krishna Katha, because often we tend to think, how much more can we discuss? We read perhaps all the books, how much more can we really say? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we could produce a newspaper. Just like every day there is a newspaper of Gramya Katha. And everybody wants some Gramya Katha. What do they say? Famous politician who said, lies, more lies, and statistics. So similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that we could have a newspaper of Krishna Katha, which is published every hour. They're producing every day, but we could produce one every hour of Krishna Katha, and still there would be no end to what we could produce and speak on. And just to reconfirm that, in Vrindavan, when they had a yatra, and they probably had a lot of people in those days, how many? But he spoke just on the first verse of the Bhagavatam. So it was like a Bhagavat Katha. Janmadhyasya taha. On that verse. And for 1 month, every day for 30 days, he just spoke on the first verse of the Bhagavatam. Now, if they were carrying on 18,000 verses, it would take a long time. We speak on one verse of the Bhagavatam every day. But he was speaking on one verse. And I believe for 1 week, he was just focusing on Janmadhyasya taha. And I think his classes were very long. They were not half an hour long or something. They would probably speak for hours and hours and hours. So there is no end to Krishna Katha. It's endless. It's endless and endless. I know in India they sent, at least in Chopati, people can sit for 4 hours in a class and not move an inch. After 45 minutes, I think people are figuring out how to move on or what to do next. So Bhaktisiddhanta's time, I think they would sit for hours and hours and hours. And speak on these subject matters. We'll keep reading and till we get to the purport here. And we'll see if there's anything in the middle as well. Sanakadi Bhagavat Sune Yandra Mukhi Bhagwane Raguna Kahe Basha Prema Shukhi. The four Kumaras heard Srimad Bhagavatam from his lips, and they in turn repeated in the transcendental bliss of love of Godhead. Chatrapadu Kasaya Upadana Vasana Arama Avasa Yagya Shutra Simhasana. He serves Lord Krishna, this is an antashesh, assuming the following forms: umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, garment, resting chair, residence, sacred thread, and throne. These are all manifestations of Anantasesh, or Balaram, or Nityananda. Shishirada Gokulananda ki, Chitram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishigoda Nithai ki. Etamurti Vedakari Krishna Sevakare Krishnera Shishata Pana Shesha Namadare. He's thus called Lord Sesha, for he has attained the ultimate end of servitude to Krishna. He takes many forms for the service of Krishna, and thus he serves the Lord. Sete ananta yandra kahi ekakale hena prabhu nityananda ke jana tranrakele. That person of whom Lord Ananta is a kal, or part of a planetary part, is Lord Nityananda, who therefore can know the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. Eshabe pranama jani Nityananda tattva simha taneka ananta kahike tandra mahima. From these conclusions, we can know the limit of the truth of Lord Nityananda. But what glory is there in calling him Ananta? So here specifically, the glories of Lord Nityananda being compared, and I thought we'd, very briefly, because it's saying here, what's the use in calling him Ananta? Because really, his glories are so amazing as Nityananda. So I thought we'd just very briefly look at the glories of Lord Nityananda. And they're very nicely described by Narottam Das Thakur in his song, Nithai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala. And Prabhupada, this is from a lecture that Prabhupada is giving in Bhuvaneshwar when they were installing the Gornithai there at that time. So he's speaking here. So the song by Narottam Das Thakur, Nithai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala. So this means that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are cooling as millions of moons. They're cooling as millions of moons. And Prabhupada was speaking then, obviously Bhuvaneshwar is very hot. And he's saying that just like in the daytime, there is tremendous heat and we all become fatigued. But in the evening, as soon as there is moonshine, we become satisfied. All the day's labor and fatigue are immediately removed by one moon. And if you've lived in India in the summer, you will definitely know that. I think Rubin lived there for a long time in Vrindavan. The summer is very hot, and the daytime scorching. But as soon as the evening comes and the moon comes out, you feel the coolness of the moon. Or if you go on Govardhan Parikram, isn't it? If you go in the daytime, your feet are scorching when it hits the sand, because the sand has been heated. But in the evening, if you do at night, the moon cools it so sufficiently that it's very cooling to your feet. So it's a good tip to do Govardhan Parikrama in the evening there. So here, Koti Chandra Sushitala, that Nityananda, his lotus feet, they are cooling or pleasing like millions of moons. So just to give us an idea, if one moon can cool us materially here, what to speak of millions of moons can cool us from the fire of material existence. And so those are taking shelter of the feet of Lord Nityananda. So Prabhupada goes on to say that Nityananda Prabhu is strength. As it Krishna says in the Gita, Bala Balavatam Jaham. That he is strength. But he is specifically spiritual strength. And Prabhupada says in that lecture that without spiritual strength, you cannot approach Krishna. You cannot approach Krishna without spiritual strength. Interesting. He's speaking on that principle. And then Prabhupada went on to say that you may have a very good brain, but still you will not understand Krishna. You may think you're a good scholar. Any scholars here? A university degree holder, he says. Any university degree holders here? He said, but you cannot understand Krishna. This is not possible. And he says, we must have spiritual strength to understand Krishna. And the source of that spiritual strength is Balaram. And then he went on to say that you must take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Otherwise you cannot understand Krishna. So often we tend to directly go to Krishna. But Prabhupada here is saying that without the grace of Lord Nityananda, it's not possible to understand Krishna. And the next line of the song, Jechaya Jagata Juraya, that the whole world is suffering. And Prabhupada says, if you want peace, take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. He gave that instruction to Dhananjaya here in London, that if on the street you should sell dolls of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And Prabhupada said you can call them good charm or lucky dolls. And this is why. Because he's saying here that the whole world is suffering, but if by the grace of Lord Nityananda, then only they can have peace. Heno nithai bine mai, Radha Krishna paite nai, dhrida kori daro nithai pai. And Prabhupada says, our real aim of life is to go back home, back to Godhead, and associate with Radha and Krishna. But right now, we are full of anxiety how to maintain ourselves. And because he was in India, he was saying there that just to maintain one family, there is so much anxiety. Just to maintain one family. But he said, our family is tens of thousands and we are feeding them every day. And he says, we have no anxiety. And he says, why do we have no anxiety? Although we have tens of thousands of people to feed in our temples every day. And he says, because we are under the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. And hence we have no anxiety. So if you have anxiety, anyone? Prabhupada is saying you can get rid of all the anxiety simply by the shelter of Lord Nityananda. Se sambandha nahi jar, brita janmo gelotar. He says, if you do not have a connection with Lord Nityananda, he said, you are wasting your time. It's quite blunt here. He said, you are wasting your time. Se pashu boro duracha. And he says, you are an untamed animal. This is Narottam Das Thakur. Se pashu boro duracha. Narottam Das Thakur says, at least animals can be tamed. But a human who does not take shelter of Lord Nityananda, he's not tameable. You cannot tame him. So he's giving us that principle. And Prabhupada then goes on to say that from childhood, a dog searches after food. He's speaking about India here. Well, anywhere really, dog is searching for food, but he's specifically saying from childhood, a dog is searching after food. And he said, the street dog cannot get food. Unless a dog has a master, he will always be unhappy. Thank you. So Prabhupada then goes on to say, so it is better to be a dog of Nityananda Prabhu instead of being a dog of so many other people. Then we shall be happy. And then he said to the audience, everyone is a dog. Everyone is searching after a master to serve. But no one is satisfied because such a master is a false master. And then he quoted Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his song, Vaishnava Thakur, my dear Vaishnava Thakur, kindly accept me as a dog. I am a dog already, but I'm Maya's dog. I'm not a Vaishnava's dog. So kindly accept me. If we do not become a dog of Lord Nityananda, or a Vaishnava, or the Guru, there is no question of happiness. And then he carries on with the song, Nitaina Boliya Muke, Majiya Samsara Suke. One who does not shout out, Jai Nitai, Jai Gora, they will become absorbed in material enjoyment. Anyone who does not say, Vidya Kule Ki Kori Betar, what help will be your university education or birth in a big family? This will not help. We are accepting false solutions. Ahankara Matak Hoila, Nitai Pada, Pasharya Asatre Satya Kuriyamani. We are being misled by false prestige. But if we take shelter of Lord Nityananda, we will get enlightenment. And then Prabhupada, of course, goes on, concluding that Narottama Maraduki, that Narottam Das Thakur says, he's so unhappy, but Nitai Moro Kore Sukhi, but Nityananda can make me happy. So we have the appearance day of Lord Nityananda coming. And you may have seen the schedule outside of Kirtan. Sachi Mata organizes 24 hours Kirtan on that day, on a Sunday. So if anybody would like to put their name there in glorification of Lord Nityananda, you can put your name on there for this. As we sang this morning, Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. That you're always happy, Nityananda. Ami Boro Dukhi. And I'm always not happy. So how can I become happy? By chanting Jai Nithai, Jai Gora. We can become very happy. So everyone, Jai Nithai, Jai Gora. So now everyone is happy. That's simple solution, Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada said, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it said that if one forgets Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the most simplest thing will become very difficult. Isn't it? You can't find your car keys or, you know, or you can't find your glasses but they're on you, you know, and you're trying to look for your glasses. And it goes on to say, but if one remembers Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the most difficult thing will become very easy. So try it. Chaitanya Charitamrita is asking us to remember Chaitanya and Nityananda. as Prabhupada so vividly spoke in that purport. Going on, text 127, and we'll go to the purport. Ateva bhaktera vakya mane satyakarish sakala sambhavatanye yate avatari. But I accept it as the truth because it has been said by devotees. Since he is the source of all incarnations, everything is possible in him. Avatar avatari abeda yejane puryayache krishna aka keno kehukari mane. They know that there is no difference between the incarnations and the source of all incarnations. Previously, Lord Krishna was regarded in the light of different principles by different people. Keho kahe Krishna shakshad nara narayana, keho kahe Krishna haya shakshad vamana. Some said that Krishna was directly Lord Nara Narayan, and some called him Lord Vamana incarnate. Keho kaha Krishna shiroda saya avatar ashambara nahe satya vachana shambar. Some called Lord Krishna an incarnation of Lord Shirodakshaya. All these names are true, nothing is impossible. Krishna yabe avatare sarvamsa ashraya sarvamsa ashetabe krishne milala. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna appears, he is the shelter of all planetary parts. Thus, at that time, all his planetary portions join him. Ye ye rupi jane se tahe kahe shakala shambhava krishna kicha mithaya nahe. Translation: in whatever form one knows the Lord, one speaks of him in that way. In this there is no falsity, since everything is possible in Krishna. And here is the purport, finally. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, we may mention an incident that took place between two of our sannyasis. While we were preaching the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Hyderabad, one of them stated that Hare Ram refers to Sri Balaram, and the other protested that Hare Ram refers to Lord Ram. Ultimately, the controversy came to me. It's so very personally written here, isn't it? Very personally written here. Ultimately, the controversy came to me, and I gave the decision that if someone says that the Ram in Hare Ram is Lord Ramachandra, and that someone else says that Ram in Hare Ram is Sri Balaram, both are correct. Because there is no difference between Sri Balaram and Lord Ram. Here in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stated the same conclusion. Ye ye rupa jane se tahe ka chakala sambhav krishna kichu mithaya nahe. If someone calls Lord Ramachandra by the vibration Hare Ram, understanding it to mean O Lord Ramachandra, he is quite right. Similarly, if one says that Hare Ram means O Sri Balaram, he is also right. Those who are aware of the Vishnu Tattva do not fight over all of these details. In the Laghu Bhagavatamrit, Sri Rupa Goswami has explained Krishna being both Shiradakshaya Vishnu and Narayan in the spiritual sky and expanding in the quadruple form known as Vasudev, Shankarshan, Prajumna and Aniruddha, he has refuted the idea that Krishna is an incarnation of Narayan. Some devotees think that Narayan is the original personality of Godhead and that Krishna is an incarnation. Even Sankaracharya in his commentary of the Bhagavad Gita is accepting Narayan as the transcendental personality of Godhead, who appeared as Krishna, the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Therefore, this matter may be difficult to understand, but the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, headed by Rupa Goswami, has established the principle of the Bhagavad Gita that everything emanates from Krishna, who says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, I am the original source of everything. Everything includes Narayan. Therefore, Rupa Goswami in his Laghu Bhagavatamrita has established that Krishna, not Narayan, is the original personality of Godhead. In this connection, he has quoted a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.15. Svasantarupesha ithara swarupar abhyadamanushu anukalpatipam parevaresh paraveshu mahad amshayukta hiyajopi jato bhagavan yathagani. When the pure devotee of the Lord, like Vasudev, was greatly disturbed by the dangerous demons like Kamsa, Lord Krishna joined with all his pastime expansions, such as the Lord of Vaikuntha, and although unborn, became manifest, just as fire becomes manifest by the friction of Arani wood. Arani wood is used to ignite a sacrificial fire without matches or any flame. Just as fire appears from Arani wood, the Supreme Lord appears where there is friction between devotees and non-devotees. Very good analogy there. Just like the wood, the friction between the two woods will ignite to create fire. So when there is friction between the devotees and the non-devotees, Krishna will appear. He appears in full, including with himself all his expansions such as Narayan, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha and Prajumna. Krishna is always integrated with all other incarnations like Nrisimha, Vamana, Varaha, Naranarayan, Hayagriva and Ajita. In Vrindavan, Lord Krishna sometimes exhibits the functions of such incarnation. In the Brahmanda Purana it is said, the same personality of Godhead who is known in Vaikuntha as the four-handed Narayan, the friend of all living entities, and in the Milk Ocean as the Lord of Swetadweep, and who is the best of all Purushas, appeared as the son of Nanda. In a fire there are many sparks of different dimensions. Some of them are very big and some are small. The small sparks are compared to the living entities, and the large sparks are compared to Vishnu expansions of Lord Krishna. All the incarnations emanate from Krishna, and after the end of their pastimes, they again merge with Krishna. Therefore, in the various Puranas, Krishna is described sometimes as Narayan, sometimes as Shirodakshay Vishnu, sometimes as Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and sometimes as Vaikunthanath, the Lord of Vaikuntha. Because Krishna is always full, Mahasankarshan is in Krishna, and since all incarnations are manifested from Mula Sankarshan, it should be understood that he can manifest different incarnations by his supreme will, even in the presence of Krishna. Great sages have therefore glorified the Lord by different names. Thus, when the original person, the source of all incarnations, is sometimes described as an incarnation, there is no discrepancy. So that takes us to 133 there. So looking at that very long purport there about the principles of variety of things that I noted that were in there. And it's described, of course, that Krishna... In those verses, it was described that Krishna expands in two forms, Svamsa and Vibhinamsa. Svamsa are the Vishnu incarnations, the same, and Vibhinamsa is the living entity. And the chronology that was being spoken of there is that originally there is the one personality, Krishna, and from him is expanding Balaram. And of course, from Balaram, the next expansion is the Chaturvyuha, which has been elaborated here, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev. And then that Sankarshan expands into the second Chaturvyuha. And then from that second Chaturvyuha, that Sankarshan expands into the Vishnu incarnations. So this is all great detail which is described elaborately. Specifically, Prabhupada, in one example, he speaks of the fact of what is the difference between Vishnu and Krishna. And it's wonderful, Prabhupada, he is saying that there's no discrepancy. Because in India, if you go, they'll say the original personality is Vishnu. And Krishna is an incarnation. And here, Prabhupada is saying that there's no discrepancy, really. But then within the purport, of course, he's quoting Rupa Goswami from his Laghu Bhagavatamrita, which is specifically speaking on the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. And Prabhupada once said that just what is the difference between Vishnu and Krishna? And he said it's just like God in his office and God in his home. And he gave the example of Prime Minister Gladstone. Somebody had come to meet the British Prime Minister Gladstone. And he was told that the Prime Minister is busy. I suppose this must be at 10 Downing Street. And they said he is busy because the Prime Minister's office and home are the same. So they said he is very busy, but you can wait in here. When he is free, he will come and see you. So the man was waiting for an hour, 2 hours, whatever. And then he got impatient. And he could hear the Prime Minister next door. So he slightly opened the door to see what was the Prime Minister busy doing. And he noticed that the Prime Minister was crouched down like a horse. And on top of him was his grandson who was riding him. And Prabhupada even says he was riding him, hut, hut, hut. I don't know if Gladstone was saying hut, 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 but it was as if he was riding a horse. So the gentleman was perturbed. He realized that the Prime Minister, when he is at home, he is with his family and associates. But when he comes next door to meet me, he will be the Prime Minister in a different form. So Vishnu is like that. He's Krishna in his office. He's come to do business. If you want to do business with Krishna, you have to do it with Vishnu. But if you want to relish the pastimes, then it's Krishna. Prabhupada also mentions within the purport the Maha Mantra. And specifically he says that this debate came to me whether Ram refers to Balaram or Ramachandra. And he says it refers to both. It refers to both. And it's good for us because we have Ram here as well. And we have Balaram here as well in the form of Lord Nityananda. Present as well. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and in his commentary to the Maha Mantra also says that the Ram in the Maha Mantra, and Gopal Guru Goswami says the same thing, that in his translation he says it refers to Radha Ramana Rama, which means Krishna who brings pleasure to Srimati Radharani. So the Ram also refers to Krishna as well. So it's not just Balaram and Ram, but it's actually Krishna. Radha Ramana Rama. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks on this. And the principle really is that the holy name is there, but actually having faith in the holy name. We can debate Ram, Balaram, Krishna, but actually the essence of the holy name is to actually have faith in the holy name. When Bon Maharaj had come all the way to England, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had sent him here, and he met the Queen, and he met the King as well, because of their connection with the Marquis of Zetland, who introduced them to the King and Queen. And they met many lords, of course, as we know. And if you remember, the Marquis of Zetland had asked him, can you make me into a Brahmin? And Bon Maharaj said, of course we can. He said, it's very simple. No meat, no fish, no eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And the Marquis of Zetland said, impossible. Impossible. Cannot do this. So, of course, Bon Maharaj went to Germany, I think, and then he came back. There wasn't much achieved. So later on, when Akinchanadas Babaji Maharaj was speaking to Bon Maharaj, that you went to the West, you went to England, and you preached the glories of the Holy Name, and you didn't achieve anything. And Swami Maharaj, which means Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, he also went, and both of you spoke very good English. Both of you were scholars. But he was very successful. And you weren't. Of course, Kinchanadas Maharaj can say that to Bon Maharaj. You were not successful. He said, why? And Bon Maharaj, reflecting, he said, because I did not have faith in the Holy Name. Swami Maharaj had tremendous faith in the Holy Name. And hence everything became revealed to him. So one aspect of the Holy Name is the semantics, but deeper than that is actually faith. That through the Holy Name everything is possible. The purport continues with the principle that, is it Vishnu or Krishna who's the origin? And of course, Brahma Samhita very clearly states, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. And then of course, it goes on to speak further. So many verses in the Brahma Samhita. Advaitam Achyutim Anadim Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. That Krishna is Advaitam, that there is no second to him. Advaita means single. So there is no second to Krishna. There is no competition. There is no competition. He is the original personality of Godhead. And then even in the Brahma Samhita, the other verse, Dipa Chirevahi Dasantaram, the principle of the candle is given in the Brahma Samhita. It's just like if you have one candle, and with that candle you light 10 other candles. The potency of those 10 candles is exactly the same as this one original candle. This is Brahma Samhita. So that's why they call planetary portions, or portions of the planetary portions, because they have the same potency. But still, this is the original candle. In Brahma Samhita it says, this is still the original candle. And in regards to this, often Prabhupada translates Krishna everywhere in the Bhagavatam. But if you look at the original, it says Vishnu. It says Vishnu in many places. But Prabhupada translates it immediately as Krishna. Because as we saw the lengthy purport, Prabhupada is saying there is no controversy. It is ultimately Krishna. Mula Sankarshan. So once a professor, a Mayavadi professor in America, came to see Prabhupada. And he said, Swamiji, your translations are all wrong. And Prabhupada said, where are they wrong? So then he got his list out. And he said, here you have said, Krishna says this. But actually it's not Krishna, it says Narayan. He said, where else is it says this? So like this, the man said, here it says, you have said it says Krishna. But actually it is Vishnu. So like this, Prabhupada said, where else it says this? So like this, Prabhupada went through about 20, 30 different things. And Prabhupada said, very good, now give him some prasadam. Hmm? Then he said, thank you very much. So Prabhupada didn't want to hear any more from him. And Prabhupada said, just see, he said, we have made him chant the name of Krishna 20-30 times. And now he has taken Mahaprasad. He has become purified. So Prabhupada took the license that from the Acharyas, that when it says Vishnu or Narayan, ultimately it is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, summum bonum of Vedanta philosophy, that Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, it's Krishna at the end of the day. And in chapter 11, as we know, the universal form, when Arjuna saw the universal form, which is everything within the universe, he wasn't very happy. And then Krishna showed him the four-armed Vishnu form, and he still wasn't happy. And finally, when he showed him his two-armed bending form of Krishna, that's when the devotee became satisfied. He said, yes, this is the form I want to see. So although there are expansions and portions of the portions, still the devotee is very satisfied just by seeing Krishna. The story is there in the Krishna book of Arjuna. Once in Dwarka, a Brahmin in his family had a son. But before the son could be born, he passed away. As soon as he was born, he passed away. So the Brahmin became very upset. He said, something is wrong in this kingdom. So at that time, you could take your whatever gripes you have to the king. Very much like a temple. You can take your gripes to the temple president. Same thing. So he came in front of the king and he said, my son has died. This is because of your impiety. So Ugrasena, who was the king, he said, something must be going wrong. So then second son, the Brahmin had, and he also died. Third son, fourth son, and now he came with a ninth son. He said, what is happening in this kingdom? Something is wrong. So Arjuna was listening, and Arjuna said, I will protect your son. He said, and you know, Arjuna, as he normally does throughout the Mahabharata, he says, if I cannot protect your son, I will enter into fire. And Krishna, every time he hears, he says, oh no, here we go again. Here we go again. Keeps wanting to enter into fire, you know. So anyway, the tenth son was about to be born, so Arjuna shot all his arrows in all directions, and he built a house of arrows. So no ill omen, Yamaraj, no one could enter. And when the tenth son appeared, he disappeared. So again the Brahmin said, even Arjuna, what use is he? What use is his Gandiva bow? And so Arjuna, of course, became very angry. He immediately drove all the way with his chariot to see Yamaraj. And he couldn't find any of the sons. Yamaraj said, I'm not guilty. I haven't taken them. It wasn't me. Of course, then Arjuna said, right, there is nothing left. I have to enter into fire. And every time he does that, Krishna appears. Says, right, okay, let's see how we can solve this one now. So Krishna then took him on his chariot and he went to the causal ocean. And then, of course, it was too dark at the end of the ocean, so he uses his Sudarshan chakra so the horses can see. And then finally, they arrive and they see Mahavishnu lying and sleeping on the ocean of milk. And millions of universes are coming out from his pores. And there with Mahavishnu are the 10 sons of the Brahmin. So Mahavishnu said to Krishna and Arjuna that you are Nara and Narayan. He said, and Krishna, you are the original personality of God, and I really wanted to see you. And I realized I couldn't see you. But by this trick, you had to come and see me to protect your devotee. Arjuna was going to kill himself. So in order to defend him, Krishna drove all the way. And so in this story we can see as well that even Mahavishnu, through his pastimes, he wants to see the original personality of Godhead. And of course, the famous verse from the Bhagavatam is the Ete Kamsha Kalapumsha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. That although there are portions and plenary portions of the portion, but still Krishna, he is the original personality of Godhead. And anyone remember that verse? Yes, all the list of incarnations, because there's a whole list of incarnations which are given, of Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary expansions of Krishna. And in that purport, something very nicely is being said, that Krishna has 64 principal qualities, Prabhupada says. And all the expansions or categories of the Lord possess only some of these in percentages. And he says here in the purport, all the Vishnu tattvas possess 93% of these transcendental attributes. So all the Narayan forms, Ram, whatever, we have, they possess 93% of the transcendental attributes of Krishna. And then Prabhupada goes on to say, Lord Shiva, who is neither avatar or avesha, who is in between, possesses 84% of the attributes. And he says, the jivas, which is all of us, we possess 78% of the attributes. And then later on in the purport, he says, all the demigods also possess 78%, but in more quantity. Whereas the living entity has less quantity. Interesting. Some interesting principles that Prabhupada's speaking about. If you're having a debate about Vishnus and Krishna there, in that purport Prabhupada is speaking quite tremendously there. Just ending on the principles here, that of course in Treta Yuga, when Lord Rama, he appeared, and as we know, whenever he appears, his expansion appears with him. So Lakshman, he appeared with Lord Ram. And during all the pastimes that occurred, Lakshman became very upset with Lord Ram. Why? Because the younger brother always has to do what the older brother tells him. It used to be, at least. So if you remember, he said to Lakshman, he said, I want you to go and take Sita into the forest. And he didn't want to take her and leave her there. And she's expecting the child. He said, I don't want to really do this. He said, you're going to do it. So at that time, Lakshman, and of course also when the Agni Pariksha was there, he said, after he rescued Sita, and he said, Sita has come, but Lord Ram said, now put a fire here. And we have to test her with Agni Pariksha. So again, Lakshman said, I'm not going to do this. He said, no, you light the fire. So at that time, Lakshman was thinking, he said, every time I come, I'm the younger brother and I'm tired of this. He said, next time we come, I want to be the older brother. So next time, in Dwarpa Yuga, Balaram appears first. And he orders Krishna around, as you know. Even when the battle of Kurukshetra is going on, he walks out because he's actually on the sides of the Kauravas, he said. And of course, at the end, when Bhima, he kills Duryodhan, he becomes very angry. Very, very angry. But again, because he's the older brother, Krishna has to pacify him this time. And then again, when he comes again as Lord Nityananda, he's still the older brother. He's still the older brother. So in this way, he has his pastimes in Ram Leela, Krishna Leela, and Chaitanya Leela. So, I was going to end with just thanking all the devotees for the wonderful book distribution that we had here from the manor. Mission Mahaprabhu, of course, was overseeing the country. Sutapa was overseeing our book distribution from here, and Madhura Gaurangi from the ladies' side, and we achieved tremendous results this year. We have never distributed more books on record until 1997 at the manor. So tremendous effort that was put in. And in today's purport, we were hearing how the glories of Anantasesha are unending. And Prabhupada, at one time, he said the Bhagavatam is still being written. The Bhagavatam is still being written. He said, Anantasesha, he's singing the glories of all the devotees that are pushing on the Krishna consciousness movement. So the Bhagavatam, he said, is still being written. So all of you, you're all in the Bhagavatam as well. And in the future, when someone is giving a class, they'll be speaking about all of you in 1,000 years from now, 500 years, because Anantasesha is glorifying not just the Lord, but devotees connected to the Lord. In Russia, where they have very good book marathon as well, especially now that the Gita is authorized. In fact, they sold more Gitas this year than any other year. Because of all the publicity, everyone wanted a Gita. If it's banned, we want to read it. So the story is there that in the early era, that everyone wants the forbidden fruit, isn't it? That's why Apple, their logo is the if you didn't already know, it's the apple which has been eaten. So that's the forbidden fruit. That's what it is. That's what their logo is about. And everybody wants to try the apple. Don't eat this apple. I want to try it, isn't it? So don't buy an apple. So that's the idea. I'm going to get an apple. So in Russia, that principle was there, that in the early years, that when they were distributing the books, the books were so rare that once a gentleman, he wanted to get hold of the books and he couldn't find any. So he was told that if you join the KGB, because the KGB are after these people, and when you find these people, you can confiscate the books and then you can read them. So he joined the KGB. And he was waiting for the time when he could find these people. So once he went to a gathering. And he heard a lecture. And when the lecture finished, he showed his badge. I'm the KGB. And they had some of the books there. And he said, these books will be confiscated. So he took the books away. So this gathering happened every week. So the following week, the KGB agent came back again. And they said to him, what do you want now? You've taken all our books anyway. There's nothing left. He said, well, I've read the books. Now I've come to hear the lecture. So the glories of Anantasesha that he speaks are attracting everyone from all walks of life. And another story Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was saying was that there was once a devotee. He was distributing books on the streets in the early days. And whilst he was distributing them, another gentleman came and he said, what are you doing? A Christian gentleman. And he immediately said, this is not allowed. And he started beating him severely. So this KGB man who was walking by, he saw this. And the rule in the KGB is you never get involved in any domestic fights because you're the secret service. So he saw this going on, so immediately he broke up the fight and he whacked the other guy a few, because he's the KGB man, so. And the other chap ran away. And the devotee who was there thanked him. He said, thank you, thank you. He said, no, don't thank me. Go away, go away. I shouldn't be here. So as he was running away, the devotee gave him a book. And he said, no, don't give me a book. He said, no, you keep this book. Keep it. So the KGB man was looking all around. He kept the book. And as he was going, the devotee ran after him still. And he said, can you give a donation? So the KGB man thought, what is this guy? Who are these people? And he gave a donation, he said. Anyway, he said, okay, let me get rid of this man, otherwise he'll come again. And years later, what happened was that he had the book and he started slowly reading it. Now, because he was with the KGB, he's not meant to be reading these books. And from reading the book every day, then he would sit in yogic posture and he would chant Hare Krishna. Now the system in the KGB is that each agent has a partner. And the partner has to spy on you. Because if you're doing something wrong, they'll know. That's their system. They never go out in ones. They always in twos. So that was Prabhupada's principle as well, that devotees go out in twos. So in case the material energy is inviting you, your KGB partner can, tell you, sorry, you're not going there, or I'm going to tell someone. So anyway, his partner noticed that every day, at a certain time in the morning, he would sit and he would be transmitting something. Some recording. So he reported it to the KGB head office that my partner is transmitting secret messages to the Americans every morning. So then they wired him up to tape it, to tape what was going on. So of course, this person who had become a devotee, who was a KBG agent, he also knew that you get taped, and he also knew they were onto him. So whilst the KGB head office was recording him, that day he chanted very clearly, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Very, very clear rounds he chanted. And then he realized that they're onto him, so immediately, of course, he ran after that recording. He thought, at least let them hear my chanting of the Maha Mantra, they'll be purified. And somehow, through incognito, because he was a very good KGB agent, he escaped to the other side of the Kremlin wall, and he joined the Hare Krishnas in Germany. And he became one of the temple presidents there in the German temple. Just by him wanting to help one devotee. Just by him wanting to help one devotee. He obtained, and to take us back to the class, he obtained the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Haha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. This is how we can obtain the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, of course, is the expansion. He expands, or he's manifest as the spiritual master. So by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, which is the spiritual master, we can obtain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, we can approach Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, directly, there is no possibility of approaching them. Gaura Premanande.